You're good.
Okay, so we're here at 6:27, whatever day it is. Somebody will write that down for me.
Today is Tuesday, April 7th.
And this is a special meeting, and we're talking about, we're going to have a brief discussion about the paperwork where we're trying to get bids on the town office.
Well, and then one other thing. Because
this one was the one that was no good. Because the date was wrong.
Well, yeah, the dates are could be right.
This one, well, you had one. This one here says had the right dates on it.
Sorry.
We got to do addition deletions. There aren't any. We also have to discuss beach manager position. The guy that we hired can't do it.
So. Well, why wouldn't it? Why wouldn't it be that way? Why would anything be easy?
Nothing's easy here,
Bush. So how many days of the week are you staying there?
No.
Oh, okay. Try to talk Molly into
I already told her we're going to take turns doing the mauling.
Which is fine.
I don't think we can fit more than that in our schedule.
Yeah, if I didn't hit send on that, I'm going to be mad.
For the ad? I didn't get an ad.
No, you asked me. You sent me a thing back and said, can I put the ad in the paper?
You said no.
And I said no. But I sent you the text for the ad. Right here, in my sent folder. The ad is in the note, not in a document. Mm-hmm. It's just pasted into the note.
Oh, yeah, I didn't read that. Sorry, I just printed it.
She doesn't read my email. See that?
I thought it was just stuff for them.
No. And I didn't dare to place the ad because we got to pick, when you place the ad, you got to pick bid dates and all that stuff.
Yeah.
Right? So yeah. I didn't know.
Yeah, you had the bid dates in here.
Yeah, and I probably screwed one of them up, didn't I? Did I get them all? There should be three pieces of paper. Or three separate.
Stapled ones, yeah.
No. Here's one. I got one.
You should have three.
I got.
There's two. There's three.
I got some of the ones, the first original one I took down. Maybe I didn't bring that one. Because one of these isn't right. This one here.
The first one he had was the right date there. Was wrong on there. There
yeah.
And you don't have that. I think these have all changed now.
Yeah, dates. I changed all the dates on the new one.
No?
I don't have everything here.
Because this is the other one that you had. I was showing you. See the date on that one? That one was wrong.
No.
Which is this?
That's the original one that you gave us.
Heating and plumbing. Oh, no, I don't want that. We got to get rid of those.
Yeah.
Those are old. Melissa.
What are you missing?
He's missing one.
I'm missing all, like, everything.
Give me a whole new copy, then. That way we all get the right are these the same
all,
thing.
Oh, am I reading the wrong ones?
Yeah. These,
I don't know.
I don't know. Okay.
I'm missing, like, big chunks of this.
Big chunks. Three attachments.
Tim, here, take a look at mine, this set. Take his set first. Just
okay,
keep,
so I'm
look,
marking,
set that aside.
Because I had the dirt work stuff, addition for the concrete foundation. I am missing one of mine.
Yeah,
I didn't bring all of mine.
Well, here's the dirt work.
I'm the dirt work one.
On two pages.
Yep.
And the dates should be correct.
That's right.
Yeah, well, I can't find
okay, them. That one's good.
Then document two. With the concrete work,
and that's two pages.
Yeah, and then I forgot the building one must be. That or left in the truck.
Basement walls, item description, huh? So Butch has the, and then this is the.
They just handed me these.
Okay, so here's document two for someone who needs document
two. I got document two.
And here's the.
I think we need a whole set.
Construction, heating, and plumbing.
Because right I think here. I got the set.
I typed the shit. You guys got to figure out what's wrong.
No.
So that's fine. I do need a set because I got to make notes on it. But somehow.
So which one are you going to read first, Rick? And I'll
try to. Well, we'll start right at the beginning with the what he put into the thing with the.
I think it's dirt
general
work,
information.
Right?
Yeah. Well, it starts right off general information.
Yeah.
And then here's the ad. If you want a copy of that, the ad that I put together.
Okay, thanks.
It's just pretty much same ad we had before.
Okay, those are all three.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you so much.
Please don't lose that.
I don't know what happened. They fell through a hole in the table.
So the only thing is, when I was reading over it, we need to clarify who's cutting the concrete. I think the concrete is to be cut by...
Yes.
They're here it says you're cutting the opening. But here it says the dirt people are removing it. So we need to clarify who's doing the cutting.
Usually the concrete people would have the stuff to cut the wall. And once they're poor, they cut the wall out. Usually.
So I don't know. How do you get it off there? You just break it off or you cut it?
You cut it.
You got to cut it. Yeah. So where is it? Where are we?
The bulkhead you're talking about.
Yeah. So on the concrete stuff, there's a cut 72-inch opening.
Wait a second, Rick. Let's get a check with you. Which one is that?
You're on concrete work.
Concrete work. Okay.
Scope of work.
Okay.
Number 8, right?
Yep. And it says where the bulkhead was removed. Okay. And I think it should say is to be removed after cut.
By concrete company?
Removed by the excavation company.
Okay, excavation.
After it's cut.
Yeah, okay. To be cut by the concrete company, removed by the contract or the construction crew.
Yeah, they'll pick the pieces.
But I'm just saying that needs to be in so the concrete guy knows what he's bidding on.
Yep,
and the
other exactly.
One, right? Yep.
And longer on the concrete stuff, I didn't see anywhere where you're pressure sealing the foundation.
Install foam, but there's probably should be something right there, right?
Oh, yeah, they got to tar it. And then
they're right, you pressure seal it, spray seal or pressure seal it.
Yeah.
So add, what do you want to say, spray seal? Or
pressure seal, pressure seal. Yeah. Tar, whatever they call it. But
yeah. Prior to the foam.
Prior to foam.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's why I went back up to number 2 when they were pouring. They got a form pour, 3-sided wall, so it's watertight attachment to the existing building. So we want the whole foundation pressure sealed.
Yeah. So I'll add it between 6 and 7. I'll bump that down. It'll be 7, and 7 will be 8.
Okay.
Yeah.
It'll push down, but add pressure seal before foam. Yeah, I just said add a line. Pressure seal before foam.
Yep.
Or pressure seal concrete. Okay, so I'll
because the dirt work's pretty basic, and you've had that basically in there.
You know, over here.
Yeah.
That's this one. See, I don't see these big sheets to put on the back. I don't give a shit if we use those or not.
No.
I just threw them in there. If we want to have them fill them out, we can. If we don't, we can just have them do their own thing.
Yeah.
It's up to you guys. I don't. I just threw them in there because it's part of the template that I'm using. To fill out. And material requirements? I don't know. I think that specifies the materials, right? I mean, we want PEX tubing, we want foam insulation, rock panels, rebar, and 4,000 PSI concrete. I mean, it's just a clarification on what's going on
there. Yep.
So I got to add this line. All right, got it. And the dirt work, like you said, pretty straightforward.
Yeah.
Because
they got to work with, they're going to be the first to start and they'll be the last to leave.
Yeah, pretty much. So now you're on to the general construction one, and I don't, you know.
That I didn't have the general construction.
I got it right here if you want to look at it. Okay. Just
Molly, could you print me off of general construction one?
Yes.
Number 3.
Okay, now they're gonna when the in here is they
is that the dirt work one?
No.
Form and pour the concrete walls to 3 sides,
watertight, attached
the structure
attached to the structure to the same height as the same as the existing foundation. Right?
Yeah.
Do we need to put that in number 2?
Number 2 on which document?
On the concrete one, right? We want to make sure we're saying because they want, we need to make sure that the foundation's the same height, right? So they got.
Or the floors are the same
height. Yeah, okay. And I have that.
All depending on what they use for floor joists is to get their load. Yeah. The foundation may be a little bit lower than the existing foundation.
Unless they put a pocket in it.
Yeah.
And somewhere in here, I have that.
Yeah. Okay.
I think it's in
okay.
construction and whatever.
Now, see, Bruce
four elevations must match existing building right there.
Okay. And, he did, as I was saying in there, somebody, an engineer, I think, but that he said he put 2x12s 1 foot on center to get his load, whatever that was.
Yeah, well, but his load's way higher than this load.
So,
thank you.
His load is for those big coolers.
Yeah, I know, and that's what I'm saying in there. He just used 2x12s, which was a lot cheaper than getting, maybe even cheaper than those TGI.
Yeah, but his span is wicked short.
Yeah. Well, this one would be for put a beam in.
Yeah, for a beam down the center.
So, but, yes, okay. All right, so we're all good on the concrete now, it looks like.
I think so.
Yeah.
And if you guys agree that floor elevations must match existing building in this document, is okay, or you want me to add?
Nope, that's fine. This needs to be somewhere, because that's the most critical part. It's got to be the 100 pounds per square foot per the load in there, and this floor needs to go from, because this is all going to be open. We don't know how much yet, but it's going to be open all the way.
If you say that, I don't know that I put in here 100 pounds per square. I don't know what that made it into the.
Because that was, I'm saying, is right. Wasn't that what that was 100? Because it's usually 40 per house and 70.
That would be in your general construction.
Right. Yeah. I'm not in here. But don't think concrete.
Because he didn't put that in the original one. Did he changed it, right, Tim?
Right here, you got down there in construction. Floor elevation must match existing building.
Right.
And then.
Trusses the.
Exterior walls. Continuous.
Should it just say floor elevations must meet existing and be to meet code of 100 pounds per square foot?
Yeah, I can do that right there.
Well, no, I'm just saying.
It says on number 5, floor system engineered to full width joist with 3/4 inch.
Fantech.
So they have to be engineered. So I guess maybe at that point we'll make sure that
100 pounds per square.
That would be where that would go?
Somewhere, somewhere. They just want to make sure that wherever it goes in, right, that's what we want, because isn't that what they were saying because of the load for
meeting an room. I think they said 90, but 100 will cover it,
okay,
right?
Yeah.
We won't have a problem at 100. And all that is a, extra half inch on it.
Well, it's just whatever it is into there. They'll do whatever they make the webbing. They'll just make it. If they're going to span the clear thing, they'll just make it up.
Yeah, you could say floor elevations must match existing
building
and...
One thing
built to 300 pounds per square inch.
You know, we don't have in any of this because I'm a retard. You recorded that, I hope.
Well, as long as you haven't hit that, then you should be.
I don't have anything in here about electrical. Where the outlets go, nothing. All right.
That's going to have to be designed by the people here that are.
We have it on this.
I think it's on the drawings in here, because when we went over it,
we're
going
to use this drawing.
Back then, you had it figured out where you thought you want roughly kind of where you wanted your CAD and all your computer stuff brought up, because roughly.
That was a long time ago.
But you'll know at that point.
It's already on the drawing.
Okay.
So like Ricky said, we're going to reference this drawing and we're going to point at it and say, do this, don't do this, don't do this.
Okay.
You know what I mean? It's point and shoot, right?
Yeah.
I built a lot of stuff like that, you know. I need four beams up here. I need this. I need you to move that stairway.
I don't care how you get there, but that's what I want.
Yeah. I don't care how you get there.
That stairway is going to be over there. I don't care how you do it, as long as you do it my way.
Well, there's that too. So I'll add the 100 pounds per square foot to 5.
300 pounds per square foot, right?
No, it's 100 pounds.
Is it 100?
I think the spec is 90 for a meeting room.
Yeah.
But we'll go 100 and then we'll be.
Okay, well, maybe if I thought they had said it was 100 pounds per square foot into there, because they had done, because he had drawn 75, because he thought it was going to be the office
here.
But then when
they. I thought it was 90.
And then, but whatever, it doesn't matter to me, but I just want to make sure we do the thing in there.
We won't have a problem.
Yeah.
I can look it up too.
Yeah.
So I will add something to this about the electrics, about wired for data, wired for lights and electric, and reference
the plans
best we can. I mean, the real thing about this is whoever's bidding on this is going to have to ask questions, lots of them probably. And then, so the biggest thing was this ad. Did you read that?
No, I haven't read that.
So I didn't know what else to do, but I said, we're seeking bids for 24x40 addition with basement secure wall, blah, blah, blah. The project has been divided into 3 separate packages. Contractors may bid on all 3, any 2, or any single package, right?
Yep.
I don't care if you bid these 2 together and not this, or if you bid these 2 together and not that.
Yeah.
Take a bid on each individual one.
Yeah.
And then list those. All bidders must fill out a complete bid sheet for each package they're bidding on. If you want to use those, if you don't, we'll strike that line. It's up to you.
No. I mean, I think as you said, you got to beat the pre-bid, but I think if everybody's using the same one, it'd be a lot easier for us to be able to figure it out, and don't you? I mean, we'll be able to look at them and compare, because that's what we plan on doing, I assume, when we're all done with all this, looking it all over and see, make sure everybody's, that's what we're looking for.
Yeah. And somewhere in this document, I talk about we will buy all the materials.
Yeah, I read that in here to save the town taxes.
So the only, the thing about the ad was I didn't know what to put in here for a pre-bid meeting. What the date to put in there. I mean, so...
So what's the date? It's going to... Last time we ran it for 2 weeks, right? To try to get new...
Yeah.
So
this says Thursday, April 23rd at 10 a.m., and that ain't right. So I can tell you right now, I ain't come up here at 10.
It's been a week. Well, last time we got it out. Once it hit the paper, we let it go for 2 weeks, and then we gave the date into there on that whatever... Because we made it 2 weeks before our meeting, right?
Yep.
And then we opened it up, and then we ran the
You do your pre-bid, and then we'll have the bids come in 2 weeks later.
Right.
So we're out 4 weeks. Well, we got a meeting next week, but this won't be in the paper till the following Friday.
Yeah.
Right? I guess just bumping along.
I have it Monday for Friday, so...
I think we just got to go going. Whenever time comes up into here, we go into here. We're just going to have to see.
You can put it in Friday or Monday.
Yeah.
So Monday is what?
I'm going to put it in Monday for Friday.
What's the date on Monday?
Next Monday.
If you want it out next Friday.
Okay.
Monday's the 13th.
13th.
So it'll be in the paper on the 17th. It'll be in the paper again on the week of the 24th. So then when's
that does your pre-bids. Is that what you're
when's
saying?
Our next, pre-bid? Yes. When's our next meeting after that?
So what one are you talking about?
Next meeting after the 24.
So that's May.
You meet on the 28th.
28.
Yeah, but it's not. No, the 24.
Oh, then the 28. You're having them have them back.
No,
here?
It's going to be in the paper for 2 weeks. The 24.
So the next meeting's the
28th, and then it's the
12th. Do we want to have that meeting on the 28th? Be the pre-bid meeting? Does that give them time enough to?
We're kind of wasting it if you're putting it out Friday and you got to have a bid by Tuesday probably.
Well, not a bid. It's a pre-bid.
Pre-meeting. Yeah. So they come in and ask questions and they come in.
Oh, so you're just advertising a meeting to bid?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's going to want at least, if the people read that on there, on that,
you
they
want,
get it on Saturday or Sunday.
Unfortunately, I think
close.
That's short.
It's too short. If we want to try to get,
people interested in it, more people, right?
Even if we end up, for me, if we go this a little bit further
pre-bid.
Out, but we can get, you know, because we got lucky, we got two. I'd like to see, hopefully, maybe five or six people when
the pre-bid meeting will be May 12th. That's our next select board meeting.
Okay.
2 weeks after that Friday.
Yeah.
And you can run this 3 weeks if you want. Right? She runs it to next week, too.
Yeah.
So run it 3 weeks. Let it be out there. Because that paper don't get mailed out anymore. So.
Yeah.
Where else can we put it? Can we put it on Front Porch Forum or something? Or some of that shit?
We can put it on our website.
On your website.
We can put it on Front Porch Forum.
Yeah, we need to spread it far and wide.
Yeah, spread it out
wide.
Yeah, let it out in there. What's that one that goes in over into Frank? Because it's not that
Don't
far.
Don't Trump about it.
What's the one in Franklin County? Because that's not that far out
yeah,
there.
Yeah, any of those. You know, spread the word.
Whatever they have.
Do you want me to put another paper? Is that what you're saying?
I don't know.
Well, I think the more merrier, right?
Yeah,
to see what we're getting,
reporter,
right?
Maybe we'll get some of those big boys from down the store come up.
All right.
How do I feel? You think them other bids were big? Do you see what? That's what Sisler Brothers bid on it.
So you wanted the store reporter and News and Citizen?
Hey, I don't know about so much about the store reporter, but that's... I can't think of it.
I think we need to go that way if we want to try to get more competitive.
Newport.
We've got to go that way or that way. That way.
Yeah, let's go north.
Yeah. Let's
Newport.
Try,
Find a paper in Newport.
All right. Yep. News and Citizen.
Yeah, and a paper in Newport would be great. I don't know what paper. Is a Chronicle or something up there? They think they still mail it out.
Yeah.
Ain't there of where the state puts all their stuff out to bid?
There is.
There's a thing where the state puts all their stuff out to bid.
Stuff out to bid.
Yeah.
There's a
really? I know.
Yeah,
right
on
somewhere.
The internet somewhere.
Yeah.
I'll ask Bert about it.
Bert?
Tenney, he works for the state out there, the District 6.
Well, we got somebody right here, so we'll look right up right now and know where it is.
I can look it up here in just a second.
Yeah, I bet she
is
could.
Is he from, he's from Boca, right?
Yeah.
His old man was Bobby.
Yeah.
I know Bobby real well.
Yeah.
I did. He didn't. Toward the end, he didn't know anybody.
Nope.
He lost his, lost a marble. At least one.
He's a district six foreman out there.
Yeah.
He can tell us where the, a lot of the good stuff goes.
Yeah, he can tell you. I tried out. I couldn't believe it. I went up to...
Because they have people who are registered.
To be registered bidder, yeah.
Yeah. On the state stuff.
So what did we decide? You're gonna finalize some stuff and give it back to me?
This. No, the ad... The only thing going to change on the ad is the date. May 12th is the pre-bid meeting.
Then if they get questions, we'll be able to answer.
May 12th instead of the 15th.
Yep.
No. Here. This is the ad. May 12th is pre-bid meeting.
Yeah, but you hear, okay, the work starts the 15th if they wanted to.
Work start date. Yeah.
But we haven't even got that done. We've got to put the bid out first.
So May 12th right. Is the pre-bid.
Well, you could just put start date after May 15th, so you don't have to.
Yeah,
start date
change that to after. Yeah.
Yeah.
We'd like to have it done by November.
Yeah. It's a pretty basic building.
So then,
I think.
Then seal.
Ain't
bid,
gonna get any more basic.
The seal.
Other bid, than the vault.
The seal bid will be on due on the 12th plus 2 weeks will be our next meeting. So 12th and 7th is 19 and 26.
Yes.
Yes. So 26 will be, so May 26 will be when the bids are due.
So that gives everybody 2 weeks to get the contractors, get everybody together for that work. And then the only thing we got to add in there, you said, is
and
the
bid opening will be that day, 26.
And the only thing you're gonna put in this, add to this, Tim, is the electrical.
I gotta add the electrical. And what I'll do is I'll reference this. Yeah.
And whatever that is, they got for the.
It'll just be data.
No, it's.
Cat 6.
Yeah. That. Yes. The,
yeah. And that, you know. Yeah. We can get, we need Cat 6 here.
Okay. You can and that all could be just, five, they can just drop all that to the basement if they had to really insulate because they're going to be able to.
I think those engineered beams with the lattices in them
will
almost save you the difference in price in how long it takes them to run the wire the length of the building, you know. Because they just string them through those things and they're done.
Yeah.
Instead of having to drill holes.
Yeah, the web ones.
It's business to business, Vermont Business Assistant Network.
Yeah.
Save that.
We could post it on there too. Did you get all those dates here, Melissa?
Yes. So May 12th is the meeting.
Is the pre-bid meeting.
Yeah.
26.
And opened on the 26th.
Bids due and we'll open them on the 26th.
You want 3 weeks in the news and citizen and a new book.
Yeah, and I'll add the electrical to this. And I marked this up a little bit.
Did you have front porch ones?
But I'll keep working on this, but I know what we don't need and what we do. And I've been, the foam blocks, I've already crossed them out and said reference whatever number it is in here.
Yeah.
But until this is done, those numbers don't. As soon as I add something to that, if I add that line here, these numbers all change. But because it'll push them down.
Yeah.
But anyways, I'll get it.
For your ad, you want all of this detail in the ad?
No, just what he's got there.
Right. You want this whole thing.
I can't see what you got there. And what
it's just quite a bit.
Yeah.
This is a long, pretty long.
Is that what she's got? Is that what she got over there?
Or do you want me to?
Yeah, that's what she's got over there.
Like, do you want all of this, or you just want to say dirt work excavation package and then have them contact?
Yeah, because it's by the word, so you can take all this.
Right.
So anybody comes to the pre-bid meeting, we'll get their package then.
Yeah.
Right,
because if they don't come to the pre-bid meeting,
this is what we're saying. This is one of what you're talking about here. Because he's got completion date June 15th.
That's an older one.
Yeah, no, yeah.
So you need to pretty much throw them in the trash.
We'll keep the lettering.
How'd I end up with that one?
At the next meeting, maybe we'll have a set that we're going to go by.
Yeah.
Yeah, these are just...
But here, she can take all these extra, extra words out, because this already tells you it's a 24x40 edition. And then the three packages, get rid of all... There's 60 words there, and it's 5 cents a word, 10 cents a word. So get rid of all those words. You can squish that a little bit.
So,
awesome.
You built enough buildings. So, if we were to build a new building... on a slab...
I'm with Tim and there in there. Just like I said, we looked at what there was. The stuff has just gone so astronomically high in the last 5 years or 6 years since we looked at the one down into here when we got some rough figures on that one.
That was it, horribly expensive, and it was
me personally, I don't like just a slab. If you do, you got to have a thickened slab, something that's going to set up in the air. Well, it's going to set up in the air a little bit. Like down to the school, they got all brick.
Yeah.
And the grass comes right to the brick. If you're doing wood, you don't want that grass and the moisture and the water coming off the eaves splashing on your building. Because
they got to pour a curb on there to bring it up above there.
You need like a 1 foot wall or 2 foot.
They call a thickened slab where you got like a 2 foot thickened slab.
Yeah.
So if you want to build a heel. This building's what? What did we figure this building was? 24 by what? This one?
This was 24 by 36.
Yeah.
We put down
24 by 36 plus 24 by 40.
I agree that it probably would be worth something, but the thing is these people got to come in here. They got a vault that really isn't they're too good for them into there.
Gun safe, though, like you said.
Yeah, but they
are. What time are these meetings? Regular time?
So, right now we're talking about this building will turn into 1,824 square feet total.
Yeah.
So if you multiply that by $300, $547,200.
You got to actually double that because you got upper and lower.
Well, no, that's...
Yeah, but see what I'm saying?
No, I know, but that's the price, what it costs about $300 a square for a building. So an industrial building is more than that per square, which we'd want down there. It's like industrial. It'd be concrete slab.
Yeah.
And if you're going to build a new building, you shouldn't build it 24 feet wide. Look at... Too narrow, right?
Yeah.
So you really want to go
36, 40. Yeah. 40 by 60.
Well, yeah.
See, down there, we looked at it with the bathrooms and an office on one side and a great big
30 by 60
town hall and everything in there. 30
by 60 gives you almost exactly the same
square footage. They had a diagram of that here somewhere.
They had it somewhere. Yeah, they had a drawing of that somewhere. Leslie drew one.
Yeah, she drew a nice one. So if you want 40 by 60, that's 2,400. That's 720,000 at 300 square, if you can get it for that.
I don't know. I don't know about buildings.
I don't think you can get it for that.
Right now, with what I'm seeing going on in the world, the price of materials are just
off.
I don't know how anybody is going to be able to afford to do anything.
Yeah.
Gravel prices.
Yeah,
and I think dirt cheap. Dirt ain't even cheap anymore.
So remember a while back, I told you guys it was 300 a square, and that's what we're figuring out right now. And in Burlington, it's 400.
Yeah.
If you want to build in Chittenden County, it's 400 square foot. Already done it. You know, I don't know, you know, there's people who do it cheaper, but Sisler comes and bids this this addition, it's going to be $400,000. Just the way, in the cheap way.
Yeah.
Guarantee it. They get 400 square foot. And what's the other one down there? Gristmill.
Oh, yeah, Gristmill.
They get 400 square foot.
Then you get Graham Mink out there.
Yeah.
Oh, right in Morrisville.
Right in Morrisville.
The only way you're going to get this for less is to have Jason Tuthills and...
Smaller contractors,
you know.
Sloan, it's a basic building. You're not going to
Sloan
get any...
Sloan and...
Marcel.
But they're booked for 2 years.
Yeah. That's the trouble. That's what's going to be part of the problem, trying to get it done and trying to figure it out.
So then you got to lean up toward a bigger contractor that's finishing a house in 8-10 weeks so that they're rolling through, you know, so they got holes in their schedule. What's Marcel and Sloan do? A couple houses a year total?
Well,
this one, big one up here.
They did that big one, and they were a year and a half, but they had other projects that were going while this one was going on.
Right, but they still average a couple houses a year.
Yeah.
You know, you're gonna what?
This is secure vault. Is that how you want to describe it?
Which part are you reading?
Your ad.
It's just an ad.
Yeah, but you might scare people away if they don't know how to build a vault. They're not really building a vault.
Concrete walls with a vault door.
Well, or just upstairs? Just scrub it.
Oh,
from
down upstairs. That's just gonna
I don't
be.
Know.
Now that vault is gonna meet.
I would scrub
all
it.
Criteria.
From, scrub it from your ad. And they'll get it in the bid
back. I don't know.
Kind of makes me nervous. I can take a chainsaw and cut right in there and walk in that vault.
Yeah, but it's not secure for that reason. It's only for fire.
I know, but we're building a vault for secure.
I thought we weren't building a vault.
Just scrap it.
That's just that one upstairs is just for papers.
For fireproof.
Right, but I don't think it's going to be a vault. I think it's going to be a fireproof room.
Yeah. Yeah, so just
Yeah.
Because there isn't gonna, downstairs for any. There'll be no nothing is that there.
The only reason we concreted it downstairs
stored in that area in there for thing. You're just right. Papers. Yeah. You just so don't want really to burn, right?
No,
I mean,
not, but we'll right. have it.
For, just looking for a fire.
We'll have the door. The with, and we'll have everything.
Important stuff just like here. We'll be downstairs. We'll be downstairs in this vault.
Yeah, one in
there. That one there is just gonna be in there. You got stuff. Papers. Just don't want to burn.
More like the land record.
Yeah, it is because now this looks like they got a double up in there. Should be a. Should be just a fireproof room.
Right, and I don't think
don't even need to be in the ad. Okay, just scratch. It'll be in the bid package. Yeah. Know. It's in the package.
Yeah.
Right. So that's good. We'll get there. Bruce trusts us, so we must be doing something right.
I don't know. He's just making you feel good.
He votes town meeting there. Everything that got voted yes or no, budgets all that. Everybody's all. Everybody say, oh, everybody, I know. No. Right in his ear every time. You got to mark that down, Bruce. Somebody's got to vote no. So, do we have other on this meeting?
I don't think we're done discussing the beach.
Did we get to the
I
beach?
I thought we were done. The guy didn't freaking, he doesn't want the job. Now what do we do? Put an ad out.
That's what you need to tell me.
Put an ad out.
Well, you got two options. You can put another ad out or you can... You can
start calling people.
Call that guy that was interested that we didn't give the job the first time.
Has the bad health to start with. The old guy, but he wants $12,000.
He needs I don't know. Should we reach out to the campers
nervous.
That are up there and see if one of them is interested?
Pam did. I already asked them.
All of them?
I mean, I asked her to reach out, and when I asked her about it, she said they weren't. Nobody was interested.
Because they all work, you know. And yeah. They work in there. We're going to have, may have to accept, as we talked earlier, plan B or C in there, that what we do if this don't pan out in here, because we're coming.
It don't pan out. Give back the campers back their money and
we have to
when we hire like the people for the greeters, yeah. They were wanted to give them more hours, put them up there for a few hours to watch people coming in for daytime use.
And there'll be no lifeguard on duty or any
there's
risk.
There's already no lifeguard. We can't find a lifeguard.
Yeah, but it's going to be swim at your own risk.
One of the things I sent you, the text I sent you after I said, oh, shit. When you told me it was, I thought it was the other guy. I said, well, yeah. We didn't hire him anyways.
Yeah.
But oops, no. So one thing we could do is all the campers can stay there, all those seasonals, and the doors open and we aren't charging anything and nobody else stays overnight. Just have day uses or whatever.
We still need somebody to oversee the seasonal campers a little bit. Otherwise, things will run rampant up there.
Well,
they'll get out of control. They'll think they'll own that place and nobody else will be able to come in. That's happened before.
Has it?
That's when we got in a little bit of a problem. So.
Well, we're running down out of time because it's May 15th.
Well, we did. Kind of got short end of the stick when we didn't know until town meeting time that Pam was.
Well, I know it, but I'm just saying that we got to figure out, but because we're not going to let anybody in there. We're going to have to let them know in here and give their money back. Then if we can't have anybody, we're not going to figure out a way how to
maybe
do that.
Maybe with that motivation,
so that they can book their, they're going to have to book somewhere else.
Yeah, but I don't think any of them are in a position to run the beach for you for the time that's necessary. I think they all work.
Well, they can split it up.
Yeah.
What happens during the day when normal people are at work?
Yeah.
When they're all at work.
Well, they ain't all at work.
Because you're gonna have to let. I know you're gonna use it as like a day use thing where somebody comes in, but you're gonna have to have somebody there, just to kind of wash the campground. Because if you don't, you're gonna have people coming in there and they're gonna go wherever they want.
Yeah, and there's gonna be stuff. We're gonna have all of a sudden. Next thing you know, they got water running. It's been running out through. The spigot got broken. Somebody goes up 3 days later and the water's been running all out of there. And
nobody's there and somebody goes down there at night and does donuts and takes down your fence, split rail fence you just put up.
Yeah, and there goes your new playground stuff.
What about,
we're gluing Doom Rick.
What's that lady's name that has the whole milfoil thing that got the, what's her name?
Colleen Brennan?
Yeah, she lives right there in that camp, okay. Right side the campground. Don't they live there all summer?
Are you asking if Colleen wants to be your beach
manager? Yeah.
I think her hands are full.
I think so too. Of what?
Yeah.
The milfoil.
First of all, the milfoil.
Yeah, well.
And don't forget, she's the one leading the whole thing. I can't do that stuff.
Well, she lives right there, next to the camp.
Oh, we got a little over.
I think her hand, weeks. I think she's having a hard enough time keeping up with the milfoil stuff.
Well, I can't retire between now and then, so.
I know.
That ain't gonna work.
Will you live there at night?
Well, we better run another ad, I guess, and see.
Run another ad.
I guess, and see. We got 4 weeks.
So, yeah, that's like, we need to lease that beach to somebody.
We may want to bring that paperwork back up to the table there next week, next Tuesday. Yeah, look at that.
Again. Hard.
Well, yeah. My next question is, right now we got 2 spring lotteries. Do we want
to? You still got to have the lotteries.
I think you do the lottery and tell them.
It's either yay or nay.
You may get a ring. We're going to not.
I do know one of the people putting in a lottery application. I can see if they would be interested, but I don't. They wouldn't have the time in the beginning or the end to be there all day because they work in a school.
I think we got to make sure we have coverage, or we're going to be liable. I think I'm afraid up there, or a lot things could happen if we don't have somebody.
So I want you to put this in here. If we can, and I don't have the financials, so I don't understand any of this. But if we knew that's 10 acres of land and it's on lakefront and it's this and that, whatever it is, and its value is this, and the tax rate is that, we know what we'd get a year for taxes off that property if somebody else owned it. So that's the lease price. So, Butch, you want to run the beach, you lease it for the price of the property tax a year. The town is net zero.
Yep.
You've got a bunch of requirements, though, when you sign the lease. And the lease
listed everything that we talked about. Listed everything
out.
Yep.
Even though the town owns land and they're leasing it, you're still going to have some kind of a rider insurance on there because if somebody got hurt, I think.
No, I don't disagree.
Because if you lease a building, you're going to have
you're going to have your own insurance as the town, and then they would be required to carry it.
Exactly. A rider or something.
Because they're leasing it. But, they'd have to have
You'd have your insurance, and
but they'd also,
just like we got now, I think.
Yeah. And there's requirements, right?
Yeah.
People from the town, admission's free. Yeah.
I don't think they can charge whatever. Money in the beach.
Huh?
I don't think you have the capacity to make enough money to cover, say it's $10,000, you're going to charge them for the lease. Then everybody gets in free. We don't make that much
money. No, the people get in free, but the seasonal campers are still paying, and they can charge whatever they want for lot rent.
No,
they can.
No, they cannot.
They can if they're leasing it.
If they're leasing it.
Not per the laws were adopted.
There are still stipulations.
There are still stipulations. Melissa and I looked into it. There are still stipulations. Even if you are to lease it to someone, they have to follow the stipulations that were
You got no campground that you're competing with right now at this time.
Yeah. So that was because of the clause next to when Debbie was there. Yes.
So you got
There's nothing.
We'd have to definitely get more information.
Maybe. Yeah,
but they can check whatever they want for seasonals as far as I can
see.
Tell.
We ran into a little problem, and then Debbie helped us through 1 year. Remember that?
You said before I got on the board, she helped you manage that one and run that before.
Yeah.
That was after Ricky, right? Wasn't it?
Before Rick.
Okay.
I think.
Yeah.
You were on the board when Rick got hurt.
No, I hadn't got on then. I hadn't got on in there when he had
got hurt. Well, that's what you need.
It was a year before that.
I didn't say nothing. if you look around this town, there's plenty of people that don't have full-time jobs in the town of Eden that are more than capable of running a fucking beat.
Well, I just think we should be prepared before it gets to the May 15th, figuring out what we're going to, if we don't have anybody.
I know. I mean, what are you going to do? You're going to have to tell the seasonals.
I think we're just going to have to, but the thing is
that. But what do you do with the beach? You just close it up? Lock the doors?
You
can't. Do anything? Yes, you can.
No, it has to be public recreational use.
Yeah. Climb over the fence. Use it all you want. It's your own risk.
No, but they can come in and
can't drive
use it. As long as we have somebody there just to kind of oversee it a little bit. They can come and go as they want.
Well, just move the greeters down to the beach.
The greeters have to be at the boat launch.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. It's a tough one. I agree with my father. He said, what in the hell does the town of Eden want with that beach?
I know. Why did the town of Eden buy that
beach? Yeah, can anyone answer that?
Because that's something they voted for.
The townspeople voted for it?
Yeah.
Well, at the time they did it, they thought it was an asset, but it's become a liability.
It was my old man thought it was a liability.
Maybe that's not the right way to look at that, but
my old man thought it was a liability from day one.
In today's world,
town don't want nothing to do with it.
It definitely is, and it's a lot of responsibility for a town with very few people trying to run it. Well, to try to staff it and oversee it. You know what I mean? Like,
so we spend, I'll bet you, if you were to go and analyze all the meetings, we spend more time worrying about the beach, dogs, and
Eden U Sports,
those kind of things. Right. Then we spend on then we spend on the budget and the real town stuff. You know, so that's why I wanted to go other before we go. So I don't know. We're gonna put an ad out. We're gonna get this moving. We're going to be prepared. I think we need to prepare the campers, whether it's by rumor and whispers or whether we inform them in writing. Look,
I can pull there's out a the serious problem. And, we have all their contact.
We have a serious problem, looming.
So what if you have to piece it together, what if maybe the seasonals agreed to keep an eye on the place in the evenings and maybe we could hire somebody willing to work during the day?
That's what I was thinking.
Something like that. They don't stay there?
Have somebody come in and something. They can be mowing the lawn. You know, come in a few hours early and mow the lawn and pick the trash.
But you can't hire a kid, so you
got to hire. Well, they can be 16 years old and still run lawnmower.
16?
You probably 16. Want them to be over 18, I would guess.
Well, anyways, I mean, we might find some summer kids, junior, senior in high school wants a summer job.
Mow the lawn, collect a little bit of cash.
Or like college kids. Like, they're only home for the summer.
I mean, we got to fish for whatever we can fish for, I guess.
But you know what I mean? Like, they're home from...
Well, you might get some retired guy who just wants to go in there, and he'll go in there, and he'll mow the lawn, pick the trash.
Around.
Just do something for a couple hours a day.
We don't have a bite by then. I think that's, if you want to do that, is maybe we should run and see if we're looking here. Opportunity for a retired person looking for some day work for whatever it is.
Yeah, a couple hours a day.
Go up and then just check the facilities. If he's there willing to be during the day, mow the lawns, you can rake the grass up and make sure everything is whatever.
Yeah, no reservations.
No, just takes care of the grounds.
So we eliminate the overnight camping.
Before he leaves, he checks the toilets and makes sure all the water's not running.
Work on the weekends.
Right, you got to find somebody. Well, we'll cross that bridge when we get there.
So again, for the ad, do you want me to advertise that we're looking for a beach manager? Or, and kind of a little bit something else in there,
I don't know.
We may have to find a beach manager and a
guard.
Land maintenance person.
Yeah.
Ground maintenance person.
All right.
And I will pull out, we have all the contacts to the...
Yeah, because they're going
to... It might cost a little bit more, and if that's the case, next year we have to redo everything next year. The rental for the thing is going to have to help
fund
absorb some of the cost for
higher level management,
paying higher for maintenance.
If it doesn't work out, let it go out as some independent take it and manage it. You know.
I did have Kyle McNeil give me a quote for the mowing just for the heck of it, and he was pretty sweet.
Why not buy so much? Is he the same kid that mows here?
Yeah. I wonder what his one was for the cemetery. I'm curious to see if he went up, because last year the cemetery paid him $5,800, and what did you say the quote was? $65?
Yeah.
I feel like that's a lot easier than the cemetery.
I'll mow it.
I'd mow it for half that.
I was going to say, pay me my regular wage.
Yeah. Once a week.
Once a week.
Take turns.
Melissa and I will take turns. Just pay us a regular wage.
There you go. Pay us pay you overtime for Saturday. I'll mow it for half that.
We can do it during the week.
Yeah. But I'll only mow it once a week. I ain't mowing it two or three times a week.
I think that's all you do is mow it once a week.
I think the beginning of the season it grows a little faster.
So?
But I think
mowed once a week.
Because I think they just mow, this morning I'll mow this section.
And then a little bit every day.
I go up there
and
with my
then
zero
tomorrow
turn.
I'll mow this over here.
Go up there and zero turn, mow the whole thing.
Down on the beach part, down where the camp, where the tent sites are, that grows pretty good. But up where the shelters are,
don't grow.
It's too gravelly.
Well, not only that, there's people walking there all the time.
And then where the campsites are, all you do is just kind of mow around the border of the... You don't mow around their campers.
They do that.
They do all that.
Yeah. Oh, another question. Lawnmower service. Are we attempting to bring you lawnmower somewhere?
I think the oil just needs to be...
Especially changed. If we don't have a manager to change the oil. I don't know.
Yeah, we can...
But where are you bringing them? Do we have to drive it all the way back to Milton?
Well, it needs an oil change. Is it a warranty thing? We just bought one.
One of them's brand new.
Yeah. One that you just got last year.
Do you have to do the first service?
One, you changed dealer. One of them last year.
Yeah, so. I did the John Deere for them.
How much are they using it? It's probably fine. I don't know.
Do we have
it to? Ain't much. I can get, you can go. We can go get the filter ready. Help down here to Fisher's and a few quarts of oil and change your oil. It's no big deal.
That new one.
It's up to you. Like, I don't want to volunteer anybody for that.
That new one is a first service. Has to be by the dealer to get the warranty or no? Or did we already do that?
No, the first service was already done. I thought they did it up there.
I don't know. But anyway.
I don't
remember now.
Oh, you don't think the oil was changing in that last year?
No, they didn't.
What did they put for hours on it last year?
They had it in the garage when we were up there. I didn't even go in and look.
Probably the first oil change should have been about 50 hours.
Yeah. Right, the first service. Usually the dealer does that.
Could have been around.
Because that verifies a warranty.
Yeah.
That I don't know.
Anyways.
Maybe we voided the warranty.
Maybe we did. But that's okay. So the last thing before we go home. Many towns are writing letters and weighing in with the House of Idiots in Montpelier.
Yeah. The one we read last week.
Of this Act 181 thing. Yeah. I didn't know. As representatives of a bunch of people in the town of Eden that are going to get really hosed by that, should we chime in or not? As the town. I mean, I'm already pissing up their leg every day.
I did have someone call today and ask if it was going to affect Eden.
It is going to affect us greatly.
He said, I'm pretty sure it is.
Yeah, a lot.
It was a huge topic at my training today, too.
Yeah, it's getting a lot of traction. And I didn't know if the town wanted to wait, because we are a rural town. We got Quigley there and Rick Westman are only two voices in Montpelier. That's all we've got.
Richard Westman's kind of wishy-washy.
He's a little wishy-washy. I agree. I did look up. He did vote against this both times.
He did?
Yes, he
okay.
did.
Okay. Well, that's good. He did.
I did look it up. He voted against this particular thing both times. He voted for some other stuff I don't agree with, but that's okay.
Well, we all have our own opinion, but he's supposed to look out for the, public. Yeah.
He did vote against this both times. I looked that up. I made sure of it because I was asking. Because he's a little Democrat-y. A little bit.
I read that one all over in the letter that them guys wrote.
Yeah.
Into there.
So, I know that's a select board that's writing that because they feel that this legislation is affecting the people of their town and they represent the people. I just didn't know if somebody'd want to get tangled up in it. I mean, I don't think it.
They're taking their local control away from
absolutely
the rural communities.
How long have I been
small towns that have nobody down there really looking out?
We've got Ricky Westman and we've got
Mark Higley.
Yeah. And those are the only two votes we got, and they both voted against this multiple times.
Yeah.
What else can we do? Well, let it be known that everybody in town, via our voice, don't like this shit. I don't know how else to put it, you know. But and then you're getting the stuff back. I've been reading stuff. It infuriates me to no end when I read it. The lady that designed this thing, that was the full architect of this, she got two PhDs. And she worked at the Audubon Society and she knows environmental this and environmental that and all this stuff. It's like, really? And you're the person that came up with this great plan. So then you start digging into it and you find out that it's truly tied to international plans, okay? You've heard of that 30 by 30 and 50 by 50?
Yeah.
That's not just Vermont. That's the whole world.
Yeah.
Everybody's trying to go there. They're pushing all state legislatures.
Like 30, to go 30, there. 50, 50.
Yeah. They want 50% of the land conserved by 2050.
Yeah.
Preserved. Yeah. They're about to take some huge number of acres in a forest down in the middle part of the state. It's up on a mountain, right? Don't affect nobody, right? It's out in the mountain. But they're going to change it from, it's state land right now. They're going to change it from, you can go hiking on it, all that stuff. And you can go out and cut logs. The state can have somebody cut some logs off it or clear cut.
Yes.
To be preserved with nobody touching it forever.
Yeah, there's nothing that goes on in there for the preserved.
Once it's preserved,
yeah,
you can't cut a tree. You can't haul out a dead tree. You can't do anything. You got to leave it and let nature take its course.
That's the way Belvedere Mountain is right now.
Well, everybody knows, I know, and you know as a deer hunter,
yeah,
that eventually that forest matures into a hardwood, high canopy, deciduous forest, right? Yeah. With nothing alive underneath.
Because it all just branches right over.
It's all
the limbs just get all dead all the way right straight
up. Oh, it's beautiful, but there might be some squirrels.
Yeah.
But there won't be no partridges. There won't be any deer.
There's no
won't
cover.
Be rabbits. There's no cover. There's nothing.
No feed either because the trees have been dead, so dead so far
out
through.
That's what happens if you let a forest go. Mm-hmm. It turns into that. Open hardwood. And if you go up there where we go up to see deer, you don't see any deer up there anymore. It's all open, wide open. You can't sugar on it. Can't do nothing on it. So that's what they're looking for. 50% preserved. You got to remember the difference when they're talking. When they say conserve, that means you're managing the land and you're stewarding it.
So,
cutting a tree now and then or whatever
you're doing. So, Bullard Lumber Company stuff, that's in a forest management
program. That's in a land trust, forest management, where they're cutting trees, cutting
lawns. Selective cutting.
Selective cutting. Where
I believe
that is used for the public.
You can skidoo on it or whatever you
want. It's open to the public. It ain't one of these deals where, like what they did up on Belvedere Mountain when the Long Trail people, well, Green Mountain Club, bought all that, put stipulations on it, turned it over to the state of Vermont.
And now you can't do anything.
So now you can't do nothing. You can't snowmobile on it. You can't do a thing on there. But we get revenue for that for the town. So here we go. We got a town. It has a lot of land in it. We don't have many people, but this small part of this land, if it's 50% of it is preserved, then you're only going to get 50% of the land of money out to pay all your taxes.
Well, right. So here's the, and I told Bruce it before the meeting started, and I'll tell it right on there. So what's going to happen is you guys will have to vote on it without me voting on it. My land's mostly in tier. Some of it's tier two, but there's a chunk of it's in tier three. So if I can't do anything with that land, if I can't subdivide it, sell it, do what I want with it, what's its value?
Zero.
I ain't paying taxes anymore. Hmm. If that goes through and
turn it over to the state with a life lease on it, and you live on it for all your life.
Maintain.
Not have to pay no taxes.
Yeah. So I got. So I've already made two plans. Depending on, well, it might be three plans, but depends on what they do. What they do here with this, they're working on this S325 that pushes the heft of the tier two and three, and the 800-foot road rules out for 3 years, so they can best figure out what they really want to do. If they do that, then I got 3 years to chop my land all up and sell it, develop it and sell it and move.
Before they heard,
if not, I got to get them roads in by July 1st.
But so if my understanding, it don't matter if you already have them land, them roads in, you're going to fall underneath those restrictions, and they're going to put the guidelines on. If you got an 800-foot road in right now on your property, their guidelines are going to come back to fall on that road that's already existing.
They're trying. If they don't change the law, that's true. But they're working. Their guys are working hard to change it.
Right, but now. I heard that 3 year thing is not really. It just prolongs it, but it doesn't get. Doesn't
it just pushes it out for 3 years.
Right, because they don't vote on it. They don't vote it and appeal it. Then
if they vote S325 through, which they're working on right now, I don't know if they're going to get it through or not. If they get that through, then it'll be 3 years. But then it comes back just same as it is, which is no good. All they're doing is they want you to forget about it, right?
So they can slide it through.
Which is why I ask, do we want to pen up some kind of a thing and send it to the legislature and say, hey, the residents of the town of Eden don't like this shit. I mean, that's the short version.
Yeah.
I mean, I can put something together and let you guys read it and see what you think. The more people that talk to that legislature, the more noise they hear. Even though we don't get to vote for a lot of those people, they know that we know a lot of people that do vote for them, right? I mean, the more people that howl about it,
You got to write it in a way so it doesn't come out. And
I know. I
we're representing. We got to make sure that because I'm not sure be, how a lot of you know what I mean. I,
yeah, that, it won't be mine.
Supposed to be representing as many people as we are. Yeah, yeah, the town. The that's the all. Town.
I won't be a.
We have our opinions, but yet we need to make sure that it's written. Yeah.
Well, we as a select board believe that this affects adversely affects the citizens.
So many of our towns, most of our townspeople in here that we represent,
yeah,
or whatever.
Yeah, something like that. I won't be. I won't write it like I'm writing it from myself.
Don't write it like you're Donald Trump.
That's right. Yeah. Although I,
yeah,
that'd be awesome.
You old idiot. Well.
He has
some of the points that he's trying to put across is good, but he's the way he's doing it, I don't agree with.
Not so good.
Make a motion to adjourn.
Second.
I'll second it.
All in favor,
aye.
Aye. Opposed. Guys have it.